This is Talia White on 101.5 FM with your weekly fishing report. With the recent weather keeping most boats inshore, the inshore fishing has stepped up and is delivering some solid results. Snapper is still going well around Scarborough and Woody Point, with lightly weighted soft plastics and a bit of bait doing the job. Mud Island has also been producing snapper along the reef edges, especially when fishing plastics nice and light. Flathead have been a reliable option on the outgoing tide at the mouth of the Pine and Caboolture rivers, while summer whiting are still showing in good numbers at Hayes Inlet and through the Bribie Passage, particularly around the mouth of Coochin Creek. Mud crabs have been one of the standout this week, with strong numbers coming from the middle reaches of most creeks, while prawns are also starting to show in the deeper holes through the Pine and Caboolture River systems. In the Brisbane River, threadfin salmon continue to lead the reports, with smaller jewfish mixed in, along with brim and flathead, while snapper have been now pushing into the lower reaches, with quality fish around the 50-centimetre mark, and squire turning up at Fort Lytton, Clara Rock, and along the Port of Brisbane rock wall. There have also been good hauls of prawn and cuttlefish in the same areas. Further out, when conditions allow, bonito and spotted mackerel have been active around Hope Banks, with more spotted mackerel reported off the eastern corner of Green Island and in around the 8 to 10 metres of water. Between Green and King Island, spotted mackerel have also been moving through the channel, with a few crabs also being picked up there. We're really at it for today. That's Talia's fishing report. Miss something? Catch the podcast again on the website at 101.5fm.com.au.